Hello everyone, and welcome to our Employment Law Year in Review Regional Roundtable Series, brought to you by the Employment Law Alliance, the largest network of labor and employment lawyers from the best law firms around the globe. I'm your host, Philippe Durand, partner with Auguste Dubuzy in France. Each year, we kick off our program with a special series of Year in Review programs broken down by region and focusing on the most impactful regulations of the past year, as well as forecasting on important topics that will impact employers in the coming year. Today, we are traveling to Greece, southeast part of Europe, beautiful country, and joining us on the program, we have an ELA member representing that jurisdiction. I'm talking about Kelly Papadaki. Kelly is a senior associate with Kyriakides Yorgopoulos Law Firm in Athens. Kelly, good to have you on the program, and how are you doing today?
Hi, Philippe. Thank you so much for having me today, and thank you so much for your very kind introduction regarding Greece. I'm really looking forward to discussing the hot topics and the most significant changes that impacted employers during 2023.
Well, Kelly, you know how much I love your country, even though I don't know much about Greek law, but I will be learning more today. So let's start immediately with the first question we always ask in this series to our guests. Kelly, what would be for Greece the most significant and legal changes that you have witnessed in 2023 and that impacted employers that you would like to share with us? I think that one topic, Kelly, would be this new labor law that was introduced in Greece in September 23, correct?
You are right, Philippe. Well, 2023 in general was definitely a challenging year for employers in Greece. To begin with, as you mentioned, we had a new labor law, which was introduced in September 2023 and transposed the European directive regarding transport and predictable working conditions into Greek law. A bit late, but eventually we did it. The main provisions of the new law include, among others, the employer's obligation to inform employees in writing regarding the essential terms of their employment relationship within 1 week as of the beginning of their employment. It also changes provisions regarding the length of the probationary period that needs to be agreed in writing between employer and employee. The new law provision provides for a maximum probationary period of 6 months. Under the previous legal framework, the first 12 months of an employment agreement of indefinite duration in Greece was considered by law as probationary period. During such period, the employer could immediately terminate an employee without paying any severance and, of course, without notice. However, even following the enactment of the new law adopting the EU directive, such flexibility was maintained by the Greek legislator, meaning that still the employer can terminate an employee during the first 12 months without paying any severance. There is also a possibility to agree on a probationary period even for fixed-term employment contracts, despite their duration. However, in case of an fixed-term employment contract, the agreed probationary period shall be, of course, proportional to the contract's duration and in any case may not exceed 1/4 of the total period of employment. Furthermore, I can say that the law imposes some strict limits to the application of restrictive covenants. The conclusion of agreements prohibiting the employee from working for other employers outside the working hours agreed with a particular employer are in principle invalid unless, of course, they are justified by objective reasons. Such reasons constitute health and safety matters, reasons connected to the protection of business confidentiality, or in order to avoid any conflict of interests, of course. An employee can legally work for more than one employer under the condition that the minimum provisions regarding weekly working hours and minimum daily rest periods are respected in any case. Furthermore, the new law, in compliance, of course, with the provisions of the EU directive, provides for the employer's obligation to grant cost-free mandatory trainings to workers. Such trainings shall take place, if possible, within the standard daily working hours of the employee. another new provision, which is something on top of what was provided for in the EU directive, refers to the right to strike in Greece. According to the newly introduced labor law, an individual that prevents other employees from entering or leaving their workplace during a strike, or uses any kind of violence, or even threatens an employee in order to force to participate in a strike, or, for example, blocks the entrance of the company's premises during a strike, might be held criminally liable, and sanctions might include imprisonment of at least 6 months and even a monetary fine. Law 5053 also provides for the employee's rights to be informed in advance in case additional work is required to be performed. A new provision was introduced which concerns employers who work under a continuous model, meaning 24/7, either from Monday to Sunday or 24 hours from Monday to Saturday, and employees under shift working. Such employees are permitted to work on the sixth day of the week, provided that the company will pre-declare such additional work to the Ergani platform, which is the e-platform of the Ministry of Labor here in Greece. So employees working on the sixth day of the week would be paid their daily wage with a 40% increase. It is important for our listeners to note that hotel and restaurants are expressly excluded from this provision. According to a newly introduced ministerial decision, such declaration to Ergani platform will be effective as of the 1st of March of 2024 and shall take place 6 days before the provision of the employee's work.
Well, that's a lot of topics, Kelly, that you were covering. When I heard you talking about reduction of trial period, it sounded wise to me because in view of international treaties that the Greek is certainly part with, I'm not sure that 12 months for trial period would really be acceptable. So that was a good point. Exclusivity clauses as well, free training, very interesting. And also this last point of extra remuneration for people working in certain industries, working on the sixth day of the week. Now, my understanding, Kelly, is also that in 2023, Greece eventually introduced the EU whistleblowing regulations.
Well, yes. Another issue that kept employers up at night in Greece was their obligation to ensure compliance with Law 4990, which introduced the European directive regarding whistleblowing. Despite the fact that the law was introduced in late 2022, the law provided for very specific obligations for companies which employ more than 50 employees to designate an officer responsible to receive and monitor whistleblowing reports and officially declare same to the competent platform of the Ministry of Labor. This obligation needed to take place up to the 17th of December of 2023. And then companies had 2 months as of the designation date to declare the relevant officer. So we had a lot of work to do and, of course, help our clients to draft their whistleblowing policies.
Of course, and that's only the beginning, Kelly, because we all know that this will also generate other and future headaches for employers. I'm talking about whistleblowing. Once the policy has been drafted, other topics, of course, will come up in relation to whistleblowing. Now, there's another topic that I think you wanted to touch on today, Kelly. That's working time, and specifically this heated topic in Greece now, which is this new card that has been introduced, digital work card, that has been introduced to monitor employees' working time. Could you say a bit more about this and what happened recently around this topic?
Well, Philippe, you are so right. This is a really, really hot topic in Greece. During the year, following banks and supermarkets, which were the first ones which needed to implement the digital work card, insurance companies and security services were also obliged to implement this electronic system. What is this digital work card? It's in a system which is directly connected with the electronic platform of the Ministry of Labor and which monitors in real time the employee's daily working schedule through the use of a digital work card. As of the 1st of January of 2024, the mandatory use of the digital work card was also expanded to companies of the industry sector and to retail companies. According to the announcements of the Ministry of Labor, the government's intention is, until the end of 2024, to impose the implementation of the digital work card to all business sector without any exception.
Even very small businesses.
Yes. Even very small businesses. So this is quite a headache for employers in Greece these days. Everyone is really anxious and cautious to see how it will be implemented in practice.
And I find it quite surprising that everything will be centralized with the national administration, the labor ministry, who will monitor all that data and would store and monitor all that data. So quite good to know. I think you wanted to say also a few words, Kelly, about a new social security regulation that was introduced in 2023 in Greece.
Yes, Philippe, you are right. We also had a new social security law, which was introduced also in December 2023. We had a lot of legislation actions at the last month of the year. This law included, among others, provisions which we can see affect companies' private group pension plans, given that they impose a restriction to the total annual contributions made by employers and employees, meaning that from now on, contributions may not exceed 20% of the employee's total remuneration. It is important to note that these restrictions refer to defined contribution pension plans and not defined benefit pension plans. So this is something that will, impact employers going further.
Obviously. Finally, there was one last, a few last topics quickly that you wanted to address, Kelly, for our audience today. And that would be more in relation to all the changes or new legislation like minimum wage, if I understand correctly. Could you say a few words about that, please?
Yes, of course. Thank you for your question. Well, given the increase in inflation in Greece during 2023, the government recently announced its intention to further increase the statutory minimum salary within the following months. Currently, the statutory minimum wage in Greece amounts to 780 euros gross, and an increase of around 5 to 6% is anticipated to be introduced by April 2024. According to the latest announcements of the Ministry of Labor, the government intends to further increase the minimum wage in Greece, and its goal is to reach the amount of 950 euros within a period of 4 years gradually. Furthermore, I need to say that according to new law 5053 that we were discussing previously, as of the 1st of January of 2024, the suspension of the so-called seniority allowances included in various collective labor agreements of any kind are revoked, meaning that employees paid with a minimum wage will enjoy an increase of their salary. More specifically, white-collar employees will benefit from an increase of 10% for each 3 years of service and up to 3 years of service in total, while blue-collar workers will benefit from an increase of 5% for each 3 years of service and up to 6 years of service in total.
Excellent. Thank you. Now, let's move to question number two, Kelly, which, as you know, would be around your prediction. So we're asking you to look in your Greek crystal ball and try to share with us what you think would be the significant changes to be foreseen in Greece on the employment market, the labor market, or any laws or statutes you could think about for your jurisdiction?
Well, apart from the need for all companies to update their employment contracts in order to ensure compliance with the new labor law, which transposed the European Directive on Transparent Working Conditions, Another thing that we are anticipating, another headache, is all the provisions related to the implementation of the digital work card. And this is because, apart from the new law, we also have a new ministerial decision which was issued the last days of 2023, which its provisions will begin to be implemented as of March 2024, meaning in a month or so. There will be some changes regarding notifications that companies and their payroll providers shall submit to the Argani platform. In particular, before the beginning of employment of an employee, the company's payroll provider shall submit to Argani the so-called digital announcement of beginning of work, along with the employee's basic terms and conditions of employment. Then, within 7 days as of the beginning of employment, the payroll shall also submit the employee's employment contract, if there is any, to the Argani platform, an obligation that did not exist until now. Employment contracts did not need to be submitted and uploaded to the Argani platform. This means that from now on, employment contracts in Greece need to be either in Greek language or in a bilingual version if the company is a multinational company. The new ministerial decision also allows for the possibility for companies implementing the digital work card either to pre-declare changes of the employees' working hours, including overtime. This is something that exists also today and is performed. Or they give them an option, if they wish, in order to avoid many administrative procedures, to submit any changes to the employees' daily working hours by the end of the next calendar month of the realization of changes. However, I need to note that given that the digital work card will be directly connected to the system of the Ministry of Labor, payroll providers shall ensure that the registrations uploaded within a month match the actual working time, in order, of course, to avoid the imposition of fines by the labor authority when checking which hours did the employee actually work. Lastly, in order to close this very hot topic of digital work card, companies that are obliged to implement the system shall retain relevant data regarding the working time for at least 5 years, for reasons of audit, of course. Also, the relevant data included in the Argani platform must be retained for a period of at least 6 months. And of course, each employee will be entitled to access such data related to them.
There's certainly a lot of topics coming up for 2024. And this comment you make about contracts to be in dual language is also going to drive extra work for firms like yours, who are very much open to international clients. So that's certainly more work to be done in 2024. Kelly, the last question we would ask to our guests in this series is about takeaways. What would you think as a takeaway you could share with us today for employers in Greece to think about to stay compliant or to get ready for new regulation or whatever? Although you've been giving us some tips already, particularly in relation to the digital working card, but any other tips or takeaways you could share with us?
Yes, of course. Well, I completely agree with you, Philippe, that it seems that companies, us lawyers, of course, and payroll providers, which their help is very useful, will have a lot of work to do the following months in order to adapt to all changes introduced the past period. One thing that I personally am anticipated to see for sure is what will be the impact of the implementation of the digital work card to business sectors which have, let's say, a more flexible culture, a different work culture, which we can say that is rather conflicting with this notion of strict time tracking that the government wishes to introduce. For example, let's say I'm really, really curious to see how a tech company, which enjoys flexible working hours and allows their employees to start and end working time whenever they wish, are going to perceive and implement this digital work card system. So we will have a lot of work to adapt to the new provisions, and let's see how things will go.
You're quite right, because the law is one thing, but practical implementation is also a key point. I would certainly agree with your last comment, Kelly. But I really wanted to thank you, Ευχαριστώ πάρα πολύ, because we covered many, many things. You told us about reduction of trial periods, exclusivity clauses, free training of employees, the right to strike with criminal sanctions that have been introduced, the 6-day weekday that can be worked subject to certain conditions, and of course, this digital work card you told us about, plus other topics you were able to address. So thanks a lot for all of that, Kelly.
Thank you, Philippe, so much for having me today. It was really a pleasure discussing all these topics with you. Εγώ ευχαριστώ, and I'm looking forward to our new podcast next year to discuss what happened in year 2024. Thank you so much, really.
You bet. We'll do that. Yasu, Kelly. Thank you also for everyone for listening us today. If you would like to connect with Kelly, please click on her bio in the description of this podcast. We also encourage you to reach out to any of our lawyers around the world by selecting Find a Lawyer on the ELA website at ela.law, that's L-A-W, or download our app by searching Employment Law Alliance in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store. Additionally, check out training.ela.law to access our training portal featuring online harassment prevention programs and much more. Information about all the programs available in the Year in Review series and other resources are available on the event landing page at ela.law. You have been listening to the Employment Law Year in Review Regional Roundtable, a series brought to you by the Employment Law Alliance, the world's largest network of labor and employment lawyers from the best law firms around the globe. I am Philippe Durand. Thanks for listening.